Up next is someone who I don't think has talked at Frey in a little while, but we're sure glad to have him back. He is a South by Southwest veteran, a veteran. I'm pretty sure when Ernie was on the internet, it was a rodent of some kind powering two flywheels, you know, in a steampunk clock. And but we're really glad to hear a story from him. Ernie Shung, everybody.
Yay! So actually, this is actually my first Frey Cafe ever. Yeah, I have been to South by Southwest Interactive since 2002. I'm sorry, but I've always never had the balls to actually come up to a Frey Cafe. So this is actually my first kind of like open mic, fucking Frey Cafe open story. So bear with me, all right? So, you guys actually read my blog back in the day, Little Yellow Different? Okay, so for those. So for those who didn't, one of the reasons why I came, bitch, I heard you. I'm right here. This isn't the internet. I can hear everything you say. So one of the reasons why I came to South by Southwest in the early 2000s is because it was like this big blogger thing. Like all the bloggers were like, we have it. Let's talk about our lives. And then we would all fucking fly to Austin before, you know, it turned into a convention full of like startups and sumo outfits and fucking like rabbit suits. And but Little Yellow Different was, so I was lucky enough to kind of have a blog back in the early days. And while everyone else was talking about like nerdy stuff, and don't get me wrong, I'm the hugest nerd you'll ever fucking meet. But I actually wrote about like wacky mom stuff. So I wrote a lot about my mom who doesn't speak English, right? So, but you know, like as that goes on, you know, you kind of have this kind of public brand and you're like, well, I should kind of keep it safe, right? I should kind of keep it like, you know, relatively PG. I should talk about like wacky Asian mom stories. Like, oh, Ernie, find a nice girlfriend. But this is not going to be a story I've ever blogged about on LYD. So first off, I should say that I am a little buzzed right now. And it's true, but the thing is that like, you know, like unlike Glenda who has like 10 to 12, like wow, I'm gonna get wasted. I am literally buzzed off half a fucking Shiner Bock. Like this is not a lie. And you can ask any South by Southwest veteran who's been here, I literally get drunk off a half a fucking beer. Right? My boyfriend's just in the back, just like, oh, fucking, I can't fucking tame it anyway. Right? So you know, it sucks because you know you're in college, everyone's drinking, everyone's like, get fucking tanked, and I'm like, I'm pretty fucked up. Woo! And then they'll just fall over and throw up for the next 6 hours, you know. So, you know, you're in college, you want to rebel against your Asian parents, you find other vices, right? So I'm trying to find other vices, and of course I'm talking about fucking drugs. So you know, you can't drink, what are you gonna do? Well, I'll try weed, right? The thing about weed is that I'm just the personality where if I smoke a joint, I get fucking paranoid crazy. Like, wah, 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 wah. Hey, how you doing? Wah, 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 wah. Are you okay? You're like, whoa. And I'm just like, and everyone else is just fucking having the best time, and I'm just fucking on the floor, fucking rocking back and fucking forth. So clearly, weed, not my fucking thing. Before I moved to Miami, I lived in California. I grew up in Northern California. So the big thing in the late 90s, early 2000s, being an Asian kid at a University of California was fucking ecstasy. Like, is there any like former ravers in the late 90s, like early 2000s? Yay, sure. Okay. Ah, yeah, what's up? No, so the thing is, so you know, raving, you have like the mental image, it's like there's trance music, someone's like in a Cat in the Hat fucking hat, and they have ridiculous fucking white rubber, like the fucking furry gloves, and they're like, you know, they're doing the wavy shit. So the rave scene in Northern California was that, and a bunch of Asians completely twacked out of their minds, just sitting on the floor, rocking back and forth. And we had a name for it. It was called, like, ACP. It was the Asian Cuddle Puddle. We straight up had that fucking name. So you would go to a warehouse party, right? You would go in and like, oh, here's a DJ. Hey, Paul Oakenfold. Hey, what? And then you would look to the left and there would no lie be 30 to 50 Asian people just being like, just looking like in a like a back massage train, right? So clearly I had found my perfect fucking vice. I'm like, brilliant. Like, I love giving massages. I love, you know, just the thing about ecstasy is that along with, you know, all the fun little, like, music sounds so great, and like, you know, the sensations, the thing is that your inhibitions just go plummeting fucking down, right? You're like, you know, I, you know, growing up, you know, conservative Asian family. So I'm like, you know, no, it's okay. I'm okay. And then nothing, like, everything's fine. Nothing's wrong. The fucking first time you take a tab, and it's just like, let me tell you my entire fucking life and why I love you so fucking much. And that's how I did for like 2.5 fucking years. The thing about losing your inhibitions, though, is that sometimes it can go a little bit over the line, which is what my kind of story is. So, you know, so I'm at a rave. I'm kind of like, okay, I'm feeling good. No inhibitions. Self-shame. No, I'm fine. I feel great about myself. I've never felt so good about myself in my entire fucking life. What would be great? I should go to a fucking sex club. Right? I'm like, and you know, right. Like little me, and I'm just kind of like, and I'm like, this, you know, when you get so high, that sounds like the perfect fucking idea at that moment in time. So I would happen to go into a bathhouse, a gay bathhouse, Steamworks, Berkeley, California, right? So the thing is, I had never done this before. I had never gone to just anything that, like, that was taboo. This was the ultimate taboo. And here I was, high as a kite. I'm like, why not? What do I have to lose? Turns out I have everything to lose, and here's why, right? So I roll in, and the thing is, if you've never been to a gay sex club, and honestly, I don't blame you guys. The thing is that in, especially the ones in Northern California, they all have this kind of air of machismo. So you go in, and at first off, there's a locker room, and everyone kind of goes into a towel, right? Makes sense, it's a bathhouse, right? But then everyone's just kind of standing around like. And of course, there's like techno music. So it's kind of like a rave, but it's just kind of like a creepy, kind of like Al Pacino 70s movie kind of rave. So everyone's just kind of like, oomps. And I'm just kind of standing around in a towel, and I'm like, all right, I can do this. I'm like 5'7", and I'm 2 feet shorter, and I'm 70 pounds heavier than everyone else, but fuck this. I'm on ecstasy, I'll run this town, right? So I get there, and I've never been there before, so I'm kind of walking the club, and everyone's just kind of in a towel, just kind of like, and I come across, and I see a whirlpool. A jacuzzi, and I'm like, a jacuzzi would sound fucking great right now. What a fucking great idea. I'm like, oh man, the water, the jets, just like, that would sound like such a fucking great idea. And of course, because it's a sex club, there's a couple guys in there, and they're all just like, oons, oons, oons. Of course, they're not actually nodding at me, they're nodding at the guys behind me, and I'm just kind of like, So they're all just kind of like, oons, oons, oons. And I'm like, all right, I can do this. So there's a rack where everyone kind of has their towel. They take off the towel, they go into the hot tub, right? So I'm high as a kite. I'm like, I can fucking do this. Oons, 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 oons. And I'm kind of coming in. Oons, 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 oons. And I miss the first step of the hot tub. I'm fucking serious. So just imagine this in slow motion where I'm like, oons, oons, no! I swear fucking Debussy or like old classical music, like Swan Lake is in the background and we're just like, no! I still have my towel on. falling. warm jets, bubbles, 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 bubbles. And I'm just like, I swear to God, the techno music just went, and everyone's just like, oons, 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 oons. Right? Oh my God. So I'm just kind of like, all right, what do I do now? And I just kind of go, my bad. And they're just kind of like, oons, 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 oons. So, fast forward 2.5 years later. 2.5 years later, past the sex club, past, like, I am with a group of friends, right? And, you know, they're all gay, so it's like, you know, no taboos. So we're going to just talk about hilarious, embarrassing, humiliating stories. So I'm like, all right, guys, I have a story that's more humiliating than all of your fucking stories combined. So I tell this very story, right? I'm coming in, I'm going into a hot tub, I fucking bite it, face first into a whirlpool, heads all, like, hairs all fucking sopping wet, and I'm, like, kind of waiting for, like, ha ha ha, no, Ernie, you're so silly. And one of the guys, it was a friend of a friend, and he literally just turns to me and goes, oh my fucking God, are you hot tub guy? I'm Ernie. Thanks a lot, you guys.
That was awesome. That was awesome. Ernie Shung. Ernie, does James still work at Steamworks? On Wednesdays? I never heard of this place. It's next to a cupcake shop. They got good... Whatever. All right. Ernie, that was great. Thank you.